Good, and once again, good morning, brothers and sisters.
And once again, welcome back. Listen, different kind of homily for you this week. Different kind of homily because we have different kind of readings this week. So usually the readings that you hear at Mass, they exhort you to some kind of behavior, right? Something that you're supposed to get out there and go do. Not so much this week. This week we hear not so much what you're supposed to do, as rather something that you must never forget. Namely, this world and everything you can see is passing away. Once upon a time, I took a weekend trip to the beach. Now, it's a pretty rare occasion. I mean, a priest, he never gets a weekend off, right? But every once in a while, all the stars align and there's a full moon and you get the weekend off. So I went to the beach. And I start walking along the beach and I happen to come across two little kids who are building a sand castle. And they had their plastic shovel and they had their pail and they had their bucket and they had their sticks and their stones. They were building a sand castle and they were having a marvelous time. Kept on walking up the beach. About a mile up the beach, there's somebody else who's building another sand castle. But this is something totally different. This has got to be some kind of professional sand castle builder, right? I mean, you've never seen such a sand castle. Talking a sand castle that's about the size of your garage, with little parapets and flags and flying buttresses and a moat and a bridge. I mean, this thing was a work of art, roped off and protected from the public by day, illuminated and guarded by the police by night. But you know, just about that same time, down in the Gulf of Mexico, there was a dying hurricane. And wouldn't you know it, that storm had the audacity to decide to make a sudden hard right turn and go barreling up the East Coast. And it did. And that night, boy, did the winds ever howl. Surf crashing, not on the beach, surf was crashing on the street. It's a wonder that we weren't evacuated, right? But it all blew through really quickly, and we all woke up the next morning to a bright, sunshiny day. But you could probably guess what it was like. The entire beach had been washed away by the storm. And I heard two city workers, two municipal workers, talking one to the other. And he said, it took us 6 months to truck in all the sand to build up that beach in one night. All washed away. But my mind flashed back to the sandcastle builder. I mean, what was he thinking? It probably took him a week, maybe 2 weeks, to build up that magnificent sandcastle and all of his heart's labor poured into it. What? Just to see it washed away in a heartbeat. He must have been devastated. But not so much those two little kids, huh? They had their fun, they did their thing, they built their sandcastle, they moved along. And it was in the contrast with those two sandcastles that I found a really apt metaphor for the message that our Lord wants to give us this week. Do not set your heart on things that pass away. A lot of people, you know it as well as I do, they spend their entire lives building up sandcastles, so to speak. That is to say, building up things in this life which they must surrender in death. And today, our Lord looks at such people and he calls them fools. Real unusual battery of readings we have this week. Did you know that usually the gospel and the first reading, they line up? That is to say, they have the same message, gospel and first reading, every week. And the second reading, it's on its own cycle, it's doing its own thing. And the psalm response, it's on its own cycle, it's doing its own thing. But this week, first reading, psalm response, second reading, gospel, they all tell the same message. First reading from the book of Ecclesiastes. Vanity of vanities, says Koheleth. All things are vanity and life is a chase after the wind. Interesting word, vanity. You know, the Hebrew word for vanity is hevel. And literally, hevel means smoke or mist. or like a soap bubble. We don't think of vanity that way, do we? Right? When we think of vanity, we think of like, you know, do I have a hair out of place? Am I looking okay today? Vanity. That's not the way the Hebrews thought of vanity. They thought of vanity as being like a soap bubble. Soap bubble of soap bubbles, says Koheleth. All of life is a soap bubble. Interesting word, Koheleth. That's not somebody's name. Koheleth is a word that it basically means parishioner. You see, all of you people, you are, in the Hebrew word, would be the kahal, the assembly, the kahal. And anybody who comes up out of the kahal is Koheleth. So, soap bubble of soap bubbles, says the wise parishioner. All of life is a soap bubble. And you want to know when the Israelite people would read that reading? Harvest festival. In the autumn, when their barns were spilled to overflowing with all their new grain, and they thought that everything would be fine forever, they heard that reading, "Do not set your heart on the things of this world, which must pass." Second reading, St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, "Put to death that in you which is earthly." You gotta love that St. Paul's signature bluntness, right? St. Paul, he was a man on a mission. He had no time to lose and no time to soft pedal his words. Put to death those things in you which are earthly and set your heart on the things of heaven. Then, of course, there's the gospel. Only parable Jesus ever tells has just one character. Just one character. It only speaks about 60 words. And a quarter of the words this guy speaks are I, me, mine. Unimaginably self-absorbed, right? Completely fixated on this world. And boy, does he have it made. Barns filled to overflowing, and you got to figure all the power and influence that comes with his great wealth. And then along comes this itinerant preacher, this humble carpenter from Nazareth, this vagabond rabbi, who has the audacity to call him a fool. Thus will it be for all those who store up treasure from themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God. Now, why do we hear all this week? I tell you, it's not just to tell us that stuff fades away. Any half-decent philosopher in the past 2,000 years could have told you that. All we are is dust in the wind, right? That's not the message of the gospel. It's only half the message of the gospel. The message of the gospel is, what do we want to dispossess ourselves of the things of this world for? What is it all about? And you have been made for union with God, but you can't be filled with God if your heart is filled with the stuff of this world. We empty ourselves out so as to be filled with what matters. Little story to kind of illustrate for you. Story of the Oregon Trail. And just in case you don't remember your high school history, let me refresh your memory as to what the Oregon Trail was all about. Oregon Trail was a wagon train made its way across the prairies to the Oregon Territory, where those very first pioneers, we're talking 1830s, 1840s, long, long time ago. So they say that when you traveled the Oregon Trail, you would see strewn all about the trail, to your right and to your left, all kinds of valuable items. They're just thrown out. Tables, chairs, steamer trunks, chests of drawers, pots, pans, pictures in frames, gas lamps, sitting there on the side of the road. And it was particularly true to find these things at the ford of a river or the base of a hill. These items were so commonly found on the Oregon Trail that they even had a name for all this shrapnel. They called them leverites. Leverites. Because people said, what are we going to do with this table we can't carry? We're going to lever right here. Right? They called them leverites. Why do people throw away valuable stuff on the Oregon Trail? Why'd they do it? Because at some point on the trail they realized, if I don't get rid of this thing, I'm not going to arrive at my destination. Well, all of us are on a trail as well, aren't we? We're on a trail to the kingdom of heaven. It's a little bit more mysterious than the Oregon Trail, but we're all trying to get somewhere. And the message that we hear this week is that if your heart is filled with the stuff of this world, you're not going to be fit for the kingdom of heaven. It's like you're not even going to get in the door. Because heaven is a place for those whose hearts are completely filled with God. And I mean completely. Here's a sobering thought for you. Every last one of us here in this church is going to live forever. The only question is where. Everyone here, from the age of 1 to the age of 101, you are going to spend all of eternity either in heaven or in hell. You're all going to live forever, but the only question is location, location, location. The poor rich fool here in the parable, his problem wasn't that he was planning too much for his future. His problem was that he was planning too little. And we need to hear this, and again and again. I heard this interesting study from this Franciscan scholar. He surveyed all the religions of the world, and he found that every one of them has some kind of initiation ceremony at the beginning of their religion. I mean, every religion in the world. Christian, Jewish, Buddhist, Islamic, Australian, Aboriginal, tribal, native, you name it, all have some kind of initiation ceremony. And what he found is that all these initiation ceremonies have five qualities in common. You want to know what they are? Number one, life is hard. Number two, you're going to die. Number three, you are not in control. Number four, you are not that important. Number five, your life is not about you. And sweet and gentle Jesus says all this to us this morning. And when he tells us, do not set your heart on the things that pass. Second Vatican Council said it this way. It said, man only discovers his true self when he makes a sincere gift of himself. Or as it was once said colloquially, the only thing you take with you from this earth is that which you've given away. Very important reminder this week, and I'll leave you with just one little story that it's haunted me ever since the first time I heard it. It's a story of a businessman. He was traveling through Eastern Europe, went to the Polish town of Radnin, and visited the house of a saintly old rabbi. His name was Rabbi Israel Meir HaKohen. Walked into his house and was astonished to discover that he had almost no personal possessions. Almost no furniture, almost no personal possessions. He looks around his house, he sees almost nothing's in it, turns to the rabbi and says, where's all your stuff? Where's all your furniture? Rabbi says back, where's all your furniture? Man says, I'm just a traveler. I'm just passing through. Rabbi says, and so am I.